Careful what you shoot at. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight, chatting with Idaho Fish and Game's Chief Information Officer Mike Demick about the problem with poachers and the use of decoys to stop those poachers.
Something that we've been doing for a long, long time. We use those decoys in primarily areas where we receive complaints from landowners. They hear shots at night, they see people spotlighting, they see people basically road hunting. So it's just something that we do. One is to kind of reduce the crime in those areas. Decoys have been used for years and years and years. It's like 48 states, as well as all the Canadian provinces, to reduce wildlife crimes. You hear stories of people that actually shoot them and think it's kind of a baiting type thing, baiting people to break the law, but it's not. It's just a tool that we use to hopefully detect and reduce wildlife crimes, especially in those areas, private lands and near homes. I don't know how many cases we make every year, but we make quite a few. Like up in northern Idaho where I came from, I worked with the officers a couple times and they barely had time to set the decoy up, and people were stopping and shooting it, and there was people driving by when we were writing tickets, talking to the people that shot the decoys, and as soon as they would hit the road, we'd get the decoy set back up, and it seemed like the next vehicle that came by, they would shoot it. So it's a huge problem.
Forget tickets. Poachers deserve jail time, in my opinion. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.